Section 11. Weighing the Evidence. When Shirley Jackson Case responded in the early 20th century to scholars then advocating the Jesus myth theory, he summarized his own take on the Pauline epistles. He claims they are not lacking references to a historical Jesus, but in fact, one, they refer to his, quote, human ancestry and family connections, end quote, but as we saw, only in ways entirely strange, highly theological, or oddly nonspecific, and in no case clearly referring to an actual ancestry or family. Two, and to his association with disciples, but as we saw, Paul in fact never mentions disciples, such personages as Peter he knows only as apostles like himself, and he only mentions Jesus associating with anyone after his death. Or three, they refer to Jesus' righteous life, but as we saw, in fact, Paul only ever mentions a single righteous act, nothing more, and credits Jesus as being a sinless being, as any cosmic archangel would be. Or four, they refer to the fact that Jesus lived in worldly poverty, but as we saw, Paul doesn't mention worldly poverty, but only a vague lowering and loss of status, which in the Philippians gospel is wholly cosmic. Or five, they refer to his self-sacrificing service, which even celestial beings could provide. Or six, they refer to his heavenly exaltation as a reward for obedience. Well, same problem. Or seven, they refer to the circumstances of his death, but none placing that death on earth. Or eight, they include numerous references to his crucifixion, which was not necessarily terrestrial. Or nine, as well as to an awakening of faith through his appearances, yet only in Revelations. Or 10, they also include such things as references to his future coming, none of which mention his having been on earth before. That is, not once does Paul say Jesus will return. Or they refer to his present significance, which a cosmic being can also have. Or they refer to his teachings, which, as we saw, even Paul seems to believe came only by revelation or scripture. In short, none of the evidence Case could adduce requires Jesus to have lived on earth. Such an existence is conspicuously absent from all of Paul's authentic letters. That is simply strange. Case can avoid that conclusion only by imagining all kinds of things are in Paul's letters that in fact are not there. Case insists Paul thought Jesus was as historical as Adam, though of course we know Adam is mythical. But Paul thought God and angels and Satan and his demons were historical too, so this has no bearing on where Paul thought Jesus had lived or died. Case says Paul shows Christians remembered Jesus' Last Supper, but as we saw, that's not what Paul says. He learned of this event, and Paul never calls it a Last Supper, or in fact even a supper, directly by revelation, not anyone's memory. Paul never refers to anyone else being there or anyone recollecting it other than himself. Case likewise says Paul calls upon Christians to imitate Jesus' earthly career, but Paul never mentions an earthly career. He only calls for imitating Christ in his loving subservience and self-sacrifice, all represented by just a single event, his submission to death, which need not have been performed on earth. Overall, it's the mythicists who were right, not Case. They argued that, one, some passages in Paul's letters are exactly what we would expect on their theory, but not as expected if Jesus actually existed, that, two, the scant few passages in the epistles that might refer to a historical Jesus are not only vague or problematic, but also no less expected on the mythicist hypothesis. And that three, the absence of more, clearer, and more detailed references to a historical Jesus is strange and unexpected on any sound understanding of history and human nature. The excuses made up to explain away these facts are one, not intrinsically probable, and two, not confirmed in any evidence. They are literally just made up. Yes, we lack a smoking gun, such as an epistle wherein Paul explicitly says Jesus was known to exist only by revelation, but we fully expect no such evidence to have survived for us to see it. The victorious sect did not preserve such things and even actively suppressed them, as I discussed in chapters 6, 7, and 8, and in elements 20, 21, 22, and 44. Paul may well have said such things in the letters we know he wrote, but that we do not have, or in unpreserved parts of the letters that survive inside the present canon. Many other letters must have existed, written by many apostles in his generation, as I noted in Chapter 8, yet we conspicuously don't have even a mention of them, much less their contents. That is profoundly suspicious. But more importantly, this fact rules out the argument that we should have more evidence supporting minimal mythicism. To the contrary, that a historicist sect won out and was so avid at altering and fabricating documents as well as throwing out or destroying them entails we are lucky even to have the evidence we do. Romans 16, verses 25 to 26 outright says the gospel and preaching of Jesus Christ was discovered by revelation and finding secrets hidden in Scripture. We should conclude that's indeed exactly what happened. We should not try to import into this, or any other passage in Paul, things invented by the authors of the Gospels decades later. But everything is a matter of probabilities. The estimates just surveyed are represented in the following list, measuring the odds of the evidence in the epistles on minimal historicity against minimal mythicism, which you can use to input your own estimated odds and run your own calculations. First, the category of other canonical epistles not written by Paul. Best case, odds 4 to 5. Worst case, odds 3 to 5. The Gospels in Paul, Hebrews, and Colossians. Best case, 3 to 5. Worst case, 2 to 5. Things Jesus said in the authentic letters of Paul. Even odds either way. The Eucharist in Paul. Even odds either way. Things Jesus did, 3 to 4, best case, 1 to 2, worst case. That he was made from sperm, best case, I say 2 to 1 odds, worst case, even odds. That he was made from a woman, best case, 2 to 1 odds, worst case, 1 to 1. The references to the brothers of the Lord, best case, 2 to 1, worst case, 1 to 2. The total odds come to 72 to 25 in the best case, or 3 to 50 in the worst case, which is about 2.88 to 1 in the best case, and in the worst case, 1 to 16 and 2/3. In other words, when arguing a fortiori, if we assume the evidence in the epistles is exactly 100% expected on minimal historicity, then the probability of that same evidence on minimal mythicism is just over 34%. Even if we granted that the epistles are altogether strange on historicity, as in fact they are, even if many scholars still can't see it, and thus assigned them a lower probability of being that way, reflecting the fact that they are not exactly what we expect, when arguing a fortiori, the ratio would still be the same. So on this account, the evidence of the epistles, as strange as it is still more likely on historicity than on myth, by just over a ratio of about 3 to 1. And thus about 3 times more likely if Jesus existed than if he didn't. But I think that's being far too generous to historicity. Given my own estimates, which are closer to what I think the odds actually are, the evidence of the epistles is exactly 100% expected on minimal mythicism, and has a probability of only 6% on minimal historicity. Or again, whatever the percentage is, I think the evidence of the epistles is at least 16 times less likely on historicity, because they are simply so very strange on minimal historicity, but not at all strange on minimal mythicism. In fact, these are pretty much exactly the kind of letters we should expect to now have from Paul, and the other authors as well, if minimal mythicism is true. Not so on historicity. Nevertheless, the a fortiori estimates are intended to be as generous to the biases of historicity defenders as I can reasonably be, to the point of outright devil's advocacy. And yet, even on so generous estimates, the historicity of Jesus is still not defensible, as we shall see in our concluding calculation.